temperature dropping across northern BC, and kids in Prince George have been bundling up to brave the cold weather. And many schools in District 57 keep kids outside until the mercury dips to about minus 20. Only then can they stay in for recess and lunch. And we called up families in Prince George to ask them what they make of this.
Trina Simonson, and I'm at home. So far, my kids haven't complained. I don't find minus 15 too cold. But once it gets windy, like I say, it changes a lot. So I think that should be taken into consideration. Fortunately, in this day and age, you can find a lot of things secondhand. So that helps out a lot. Perhaps having extra attire at the school for a child who might have forgotten their snow pants or forgotten their toque, you know, if they came from a split family or something and they were staying at the other house and didn't have the items they needed, it would be nice if they had a bin when they're at school if they're being sent outside. Obviously, it's the responsibility of the child to make sure they have those items when they go to school, but as we all know, the temperature can change quite a bit from when you drop them off in the morning until perhaps recess, where maybe you thought they weren't going outside and they didn't take their snow pants and then they found out they were, or maybe they lost them en route, left them in the car. I don't know. There's all sorts of situations that can happen.
My name is Carlene Heppner. I live in Prince George.
I think there should be a limit, but I think 15 below or reasonable temperatures, and also I think it factors into the wind chill factor. I mean, I think there should be a limit, but what that limit is up for negotiation.
What I see is that I see that a lot of the kids have the coat, but they don't want to wear the coat because they're too cool for school to wear the coat.
It's tough. That, you know, you see a lot of the, and then when they get to school, they take their coat off, and then they go outside at lunch hour with no coat. And I don't think it's cool to not have your coat on. And my kids think it's absolutely nutcase when these kids go out without their coats on. But I don't know why they do it, but I think that it needs to be non-negotiable. I think also at the school, I mean, the teachers have a lot of responsibility and they have a lot of things going on. But I think that, I'm sorry, you're outside without a coat. Go back in and get your coat.
My name is Renee Conway. I don't have kids myself, but I'm often at the schools and seeing the kids that are there and that kind of thing. Often I see kids, you know, out in the playground and stuff like that, but they don't have full winter gear. You know, a lot of them have no gloves, no hats, no toques, like that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, a lot of the schools that you see this kind of thing happening in are in the VLA. Often when I go past there, you see kids walking home in hoodies in minus 10, and, you know, that just shouldn't be acceptable. And you see their backpack, but they obviously don't have a coat in their backpack. Most of them have their adequate gear, but a lot of them just don't, you know, even with boots and stuff like that. When you're walking in the snow, your feet get cold, but a lot of them don't even have boots to walk home in, kind of thing. I wouldn't go out myself if I didn't have a coat in minus 20, you know, and if you wouldn't go out, then why would you send a kid out?
My name's Sarah Holman, and honestly, my kids are dressed for the weather, and they enjoy winter. They have no problem being outside. At school, that's up to the school, but if it was my way, they would stay outside till probably minus 30. You live in Canada. Like, you got to be prepared to be in the elements. If anything, I think shortening the recess, if that's what's needed, just so that they have that break to be able to run around for even 10 minutes, but I believe kids should be outside every day.
That was, of course, a number of voices in Prince George yesterday. It was, I'd say, a little warmer. It was about minus 15 and minus 18 yesterday. Today, a lot colder, so I can imagine it will be an inside day. Tell us what you think. Should kids be brought in from the cold at school? What's the threshold, do you think? Let us know on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.